Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a beautiful selection. I'll be reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. And it reads, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." The word of God for the people of God. So one of my favorite TV reality shows used to be What Not to Wear. And until I got busy with Divinity School, I used to watch it all the time. So I'm going to give you a short rundown of an episode of What Not to Wear in case you haven't seen the show. So there's two hosts, Stacey London and Clinton Kelly. And they would typically surprise someone who was nominated by their friends and family because of their wardrobe. So the friends and family would secretly record the person who was nominated. And there was what I call a video watching party of their different wardrobes that would take place when Stacey and Clinton would show up to surprise them. So after watching the video, Stacey and Clinton would then offer the person who was nominated a $5,000 gift card and a trip to New York for a week, under the condition that the person would be willing to get rid of their clothes. So when the person gets to New York, Stacey and Clinton hangs up their clothes on this clothing rack, and then the person is asked to put on a few of those pieces. The person then enters this space where they are surrounded with mirrors. And this is where it gets hard. The person then sees all sides of themselves. And Stacey and Clinton then comes in and they question the person on whether their wardrobe gives the image that they want to portray. So I'm going to pause right here on the rundown of the show, because I believe this hard place of becoming aware of one's image is what the writer of this Colossians text was also alluding to. So the writer of this text was writing to the early Christians in the Colossian church. And scholars believe that the writer was a second or third generation leader of the Pauline community writing under Paul's name. So this person uses the metaphor of putting on clothes to illustrate adopting Christ-like behaviors. So just before verse 12, which I started at reading, if you read just before that, the writer talks about taking off clothing to illustrate doing away with ungodly behaviors. And one of the ways the early Christians related to this metaphor was through the baptism custom. When they would be baptized in the early Christian church, they would take off their clothes before being baptized. And once they were baptized, they would put on new clothes. And the new clothing was symbolic of their new self in Christ. I imagine in this day and age, we can also relate to this metaphor. So the show, What Not to Wear, is a testament of how clothing in our culture affects our image. Our clothing sends information to others about ourselves. And because of that, that's why when we have job interviews, we put on our best conservative look. Or if you're single like myself, or you are going on date nights with your spouse, you put on what you think is attractive outfit for date nights. And I went to Bennett College. It's an all-girls college. And they taught us that our image should always be network ready. So there were times when, after I graduated, when my dad would visit me, and I would just be waking up, and my dad would ask me to go with him to the store. He would say, oh, you could go dress just like you are, and which was usually an outfit of an old t-shirt and pajama pants or yoga pants. And I would tell him, no, I can't go out like this. I would say, Bennett told me I have to always be prepared wherever I go. And they were right, because during that time, even when I was going to Walmart, I would run into different managers there that I sought to network with. So not only does clothing give information about ourselves, but clothing gives information about the community we belong to. Sometimes we can look at a person's clothing and know their job role. This is the case for pilots, flight attendants, nurses, doctors, priests, and the list go on. Clothing also differentiates people by gender, by religion, and by social classes. I believe the writer of this text was using clothing to help the Colossian church to be a community that would be differentiated from other communities by their Christ-likeness. There are certain things that the writer points out that differentiates a Christ-like community: compassion, kindness, humbleness, meekness, which is also translated as gentleness, and patience. When each of us have these Christ-like qualities, we are able to become a community that bears with one another and forgives one another, just as Christ God has forgiven us. And my favorite verse in this text was verse 14, which says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Love is that Christ-like quality that connects us and makes us a community. It is as if we all wore clothing which was made with the thread of love. The text says that this thread binds us together in perfect harmony. This does not mean that we all need to look the same or be the same. When I think of perfect harmony, I think of a choir. When I was a preteen, I used to sing with a children's gospel choir that included singers who auditioned for this choir throughout the city of Washington, D.C. And every year, we would perform at the Kennedy Center. I sung first alto, and we had sections for bass singers, first and second tenor, first and second alto, and first and second soprano. With all of our different voices, we were able to make beautiful harmony in our music. The thread of love, which binds us together in perfect harmony, makes room for diversity. We can be diverse in race, gender, social class, and identities, and still be one in Christ. Love is the fabric through which we reveal an image to the world. of unity. The writer makes a point to say that being Christ-like is becoming one loving community, even with our different identities. In verses 9 through 11, which I did not read, but it states, "Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off your old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free, but Christ is all and in all." After saying this, the writer then tells us how to express unity in Christ, which is through compassion, kindness, humbleness, gentleness, and patience. New Year's Day, the year 2019, will be here in 2 days. This is a time of the year when we have, when several of us have ideas on how to become a better self. We turn these ideas into New Year's resolutions. And some of us may have spent the last few days or weeks reflecting on this past year and notice what we may need to take off and put on. And some of us may have not noticed, and we may need people within our community to help us realize what needs to change in us, as is the case in what not to wear. From watching the show over a period of years, there were several reasons why people would be nominated. And all of the reasons to me that I realized seemed to be supported by love for that person. Verse 16 in our text says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom." I believe that a person who loves me will validate God in me and continue to encourage me to become more Christ-like. So I do not interpret this verse to mean to condemn one another, but I understand it to mean to teach one another using godly wisdom and allow that wisdom to help another see themselves. So Stacy and Clinton had a similar task when they are in that space surrounded by mirrors with the person who was nominated. They use their wisdom of fashion to explain how the person's clothing is portraying something different than who that person was at heart. The person can choose to accept this hard reality or not. Stacy and Clinton then work together to teach this person how to dress themselves in clothing that presents an image that they desire for themselves. The person is then given a chance to go shopping to purchase clothes that represent this new image of themselves. And then Stacy and Clinton later comes in to assist them with their shopping. And at the conclusion of the week in New York, the person models their new outfits. The episode ends with the person going back to their community to reveal their new image. And different people in the community are shown expressing happiness for the person while also validating the person's new image. The person is shown love by their community. I noticed that community is at the beginning and ending of these episodes. It is the love of the community that initiates the transformation of the person's image to reflect their authentic self. The image of their authentic self is important for the well-being of their community. As a Christ-like community, we can encourage each other to be their authentic self in Christ. Paul mentions several times in Ephesians, Romans, and 1 Corinthians that our Christ-like community is one body with many parts. The individuals in our community have different functions which should be honored, and our different functions work together to create a Christ-like community with an image of love. During these next few days, I invite you to reflect on your image. Is your image portraying Christ's likeness? Maybe there are some behaviors and attitudes that you have that are not helpful for a loving community, but may instead create division. Or maybe your image of yourself keeps you from contributing to a loving community. Although clothing is used as a metaphor here, my own examination of my wardrobe helped me to realize something about myself this year. So you may have noticed that my wardrobe has changed over the past couple of months, and I have always wanted to dress more fashionably and make a statement with my clothing, but I have been scared. I was and continue to be scared of being seen. I am comfortable with being in the background and staying hidden. I would much prefer to be in the back of the church right now. But yet, my calling and passion puts me before people and requires my voice to be heard. And it's a very scary thought. But I can't let shame or my lack of self-confidence keep me from contributing to my community. So I have chosen to put off shame and lack of self-confidence, and it is a journey. Secondly, so the first thing is that I invite you to reflect on your image. Secondly, I invite you to put on compassion, kindness, humbleness, gentleness, and patience daily, just like you are putting on your clothes daily. We put on an image each day when we dress and interact with ourselves and others. Compassion, kindness, humbleness, gentleness, and patience are Christ-like qualities that we want to extend to others as well to ourselves. The image we want to put on is the image of Christ, which is made with the thread of love. Third, I invite you to tap into your godly wisdom and let your godly wisdom help you to acknowledge and receive godly teaching and offer godly teaching to others. And finally, I invite you to notice God and godliness and diversity, for we are all one in Christ. You are my brother, you are my sister, and together we make perfect harmony. With gratitude in our hearts, let's sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever we do in word or deed, let's do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Now it's a time for prayer. I invite anyone who wants to come up to the altar, or there will be persons in the back and in the front if you want to receive prayer or have